The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So excited for this, Jules.
I know. Like, I've been to a white night once in Melbourne and it was crazy pandemonium. Like, just that busy, but so much stuff going on. So when I heard that it was coming to Ballarat, like we're getting our own version, I was like ecstatic.
Yep.
Just such a fun night for the whole community to get involved. We've got the artistic director, David Atkins, with us right now. David, welcome to Ballarat.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, can you tell us about, because you had the program launch happened yesterday, what exactly is going to happen when White Night comes to Ballarat next year?
Oh, we're going to just take over the streets and throw everyone out of town.
Good. That's what we like to hear.
I thought we were welcoming people to town.
It'll be anarchy. No, it's a fantastic night, as you said, in Melbourne. This will be its fifth year in Melbourne.
Yep.
And it's grown, you know, exponentially there from a very humble expectation in the beginning of 80,000 people to last year was 580,000 people.
It's crazy.
On the streets, yeah.
It's massive, yeah.
Yeah, so Ballarat's it's its first outing. It's also a pretty unique credit for Ballarat because there hasn't been a regional white night anywhere in the world. So this is the first time it's come from outside the sort of confines of a major capital city.
Yeah.
So first time in Australia, but first time for the event internationally.
Kind of makes sense too. We're only just an hour down the road from Melbourne.
Well, and also, you know, if there was a city to choose, if you're looking regional Victoria with respect to all the other great cities, of which there are plenty, but Ballarat is just a perfect city for this particular event.
Was it our magnificent buildings that played a role in that decision? Because
absolutely.
I feel like they'd be the perfect campus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from a projection point of view, you've got an embarrassment of riches here. And between, you know, in that area between Lydiard Street and Sturt Street, you've got some of the most beautiful Victorian architecture, I think, anywhere in the state.
So what can we expect? I'm guessing projections on the Mining Exchange, Town Hall, probably the Mechanics Institute.
Yep. You've got, there'll be projections, there'll be lighting displays, there'll be interactive art pieces, there'll be exhibitions, there'll be a stage, a performance stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll take over the street.
That's cool.
Yeah, at the other end of Lydiard, near Dana.
Yep, Dana.
Yeah. Dana.
That's all good.
Oh, you know what? I knew I'd get it wrong. You prompted me before we went
to
it.
That's okay.
Good old Dana Street. Yeah right. Anyway, so we'll have a stage that'll run 12 hours up there. It'll start at 7 p.m.
Wow.
and run all night with performances.
Yep.
And we've got projection works, we've got film works. Beth Lamont's, one of the local artists, has got this fantastic, just fun piece, which is called Fibre Lane, which is...
Yes, I've seen that before.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
So the laneways will be activated, Camp Street will be activated. And then you've got also, you know, you'll have the gallery open. There'll be lots of restaurants and places that'll run for the full, you know, 24 hours. It'll be open for that whole night. So.
Now, that's the other thing, because it does kick off at 7 p.m, but it finishes at 7 a.m.
Yeah, dusk till dawn.
That is craziness. What a fun though. So I'm guessing we're going to be expecting quite a few visitors from Melbourne and the other surrounding areas.
Yeah, it's you know, this is the question that was asked yesterday a lot too, and we don't know yet. It's impossible to tell what sort of attendance Ballarat's going to have.
Yep.
I mean, Ballarat's now topped out at over 100,000 people in the local community.
That's yep.
It's the biggest inland regional city in the state.
Take that, Bendigo.
You little
But you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, we're thinking that, you know, there could be 30,000, 40,000 people in the streets.
That would be so amazing to see, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the other thing that I mean, the excitement is part of the works, right? It's the things that are happening, but it's also the vibe of the people.
Yeah.
When you get so many people together having it, it's like a huge party. And
yeah.
I think that side of it's going to be really, really exciting as well.
Is it going to be basically the same show throughout the duration of the night? I'm just thinking, like, it's going to be crazy busy at something like 7 p.m. when it just sort of launches. If someone gets there, maybe leaves their run a little bit late, goes to like midnight or 1 in the morning or something.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd advise people to sort of spread the night out really from that point of view because everything gets cycled through.
Yeah.
The only thing that you know, where, I mean, obviously you can't have a band playing for 12 hours because that'd be dead at the end of it.
Yeah, one of those
so the bands and performers will cycle through.
Yeah.
So, but everything else runs the whole 12 hours. So you won't miss anything. You know,
yeah.
The exhibitions will be on, the projections will be on, the performances, the installations. You know, there's so many great works. So,
yeah.
And they'll be there all night. So if you get here at 11 o'clock or you get here at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll see the same event.
It does sound fantastic. It's happening March 4, 2017. Put it in your diary, kicking off at 7 p.m. right through to 7 a.m. David, we could not be more excited about White Night coming to Ballarat.
No, neither can I.
Thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.